Find a place on the floor in space. Relax your body and try to close your eyes. Start with these exercises while lying on the floor, on your back, scanning your body from head to toe, working with these imaginations that I will offer you. After a while, you can also move your body around in space, starting on the floor, slowly working your way up to seated, standing, and then walking. Explore how these imaginations foster certain ways of feeling your body and certain kinds of awareness, attention for your body, and also the space and things that surround you and how this changes in each posture or movement. Also explore which of these ways of using your body feel familiar to you. And maybe you will find ways of moving that are completely new to you. So lie on the floor and observe with your eyes closed any sensation you feel on the top of your head. So observe any sensation you feel on the top of your head. It might be a tingling, a vibration, an itch, a pain. It might be a feeling of pressure, heat or cold, the touch of air on your skin. Continue to observe any sensation you feel on the top of your head. If you feel nothing, just wait. Now bring your awareness to your face and scalp. Observe any sensation at your face and scalp without judgment. The task is to feel what is really happening in your body without evaluating whether it's good or bad, pleasant or unpleasant. Experience your body just as it is at this moment in time. Now move your mind's eye to your neck. Remember to give equal attention to any sensation. So a tingling, the touch of clothes on the skin, your hair as it brushes the surface, a pain, a tension. So don't prioritize any sensation. Continue to observe any sensation in the right arm. And then the left arm. The back surface of your body. The front surface of the body. And the pelvis. The right hip and thigh. The right lower leg and foot. And then the left hip and thigh. The left lower leg and foot. And then bring your awareness to the soles of the feet. And finish the so-called body scan by observing your breath as it falls in and out of the nose and the mouth, as it moves the ribs and stimulates the skin of the lower back and your belly. And now we're going to imagine the contours and the boundaries of your body through touch. So while you're lying there, imagine a color of your choice which covers the surface you lie on. So imagine a color that covers the surface you're lying on. Begin very slowly to paint your entire body with this color by moving your body's surface in contact with the floor. As you do so, as you're coloring the surface of your body, feel the boundaries of your body through this contact with the floor. Be sure to touch every area of the body. Include the space between your toes, your eye sockets, your chin, behind the ears, your armpits. All surfaces of the pelvis, the backs of the knees, the wrists. So include every part of your body in this exploration of the boundaries of your body through the touch of your body against the floor. But you can also use other body parts that are already painted to stroke parts of your body that are hard to reach. Take as long as you need. Make sure that you color every part of your body, that you explore every part of your body through touch. Now do a final scan to ensure that every surface is covered in paint before we continue to the next imagination. Now imagine your body consisting of muscles. Try to activate each muscle in your body sequentially. Be precise, one muscle at a time. So you're imagining your body as a body that consists of muscles. And while you activate, explore each muscle at a time, explore what comes easier. Maybe it's easier for you to first localize a muscle with your attention. If so, how do you do that? Do you imagine its place, its shape, its function, how it looks? So is it easier for you to first find a muscle with your attention and then activate it? Or do you first activate it in order to be able to feel it, to attend to it? Play around with that, first activating it in order for your attention to find it, or first attending to it with your mind's eye, with your awareness, with your focus, and then activating it afterwards. And start with the smallest muscles you have. A lot of those are located far away from the center of the body, so in your toes, your fingers, and your face. And the closer you get towards the center of your body, the so-called core of your body, your abdominal muscles and the muscles surrounding your lower back and pelvis, Those are the larger muscles of your body. Again, try to activate one at a time. And try to explore each and every muscle of your body. Be as precise as you can. And again, sometimes first bring your attention to the muscle you want to activate, and then see if you can activate that muscle as precisely as possible. But sometimes just move and twist your body while imagining your body as muscular, and see if you can explore muscles that you are not used to using. So maybe you also explore muscles that you didn't know you have. Now, for the next imagination, bring your awareness to your bones. So imagine your body as constructed and aligned through bones. Try to articulate every bone in your body separately. The small bones at the periphery, like the bones in your toes or fingers, and the large bones in your torso, like your pelvis or your skull. Play the scales of your body like a musician. For example, use also your kneecaps. Let them lead you where you want to go. So move your body around, letting it be led through the kneecaps. So your kneecaps determine the movement. And this way, try to play each and every bone of your body. Prioritizing bones in your body that you usually don't prioritize so much. If you need to move fast or sharp or through space, open your eyes enough to see objects and walls. But keep attending to your body for now, rather than attending to your surroundings much. Continue exploring one bone, such as your kneecap, bringing awareness to that part of your body, letting that part of your body determine your movements. Also explore bones such as the upper leg bone, and also explore joints like your hip sockets. Let your hip socket guide your movement, and explore all the direction hip joints can move. Also notice how the pelvis moves the spine. Feel all the directions the spine can move. Your spine can twist. Your spine can roll. It can undulate. What does your spine want to do at this time, at this day, in this body? And also connect your spine to the skull and jaw. Try for now to let your whole body follow the skull and allow your jaw to initiate movement. And then explore movement in your shoulder girdle. So slide your shoulder blades around together and separately. And let your shoulder blades guide you through space. Also explore movement initiated by your elbows or by your lower arm. Your wrist. Your hands. Your fingers, continue doing this initiating movement from different bones, and while you do that, notice what's the quality of movement when you attend to your bones, and how does this differ from imagining a muscular body like we did before? Also attend to the materiality of bones and how this invites or enables movement. How would the quality of your movement be different if your bones would consist of a different materiality, such as glass or wood or metal? So for the next imagination, imagine your body as connected through connective tissue. So rather than imagining your body through bones, we now imagine our body through connective tissue, which means that one movement in one part of your body always has a consequence in another part of your body, since everything is connected through this connective tissue. So work with stretching different parts away from your center, twist and turn your body in different directions and planes. Stretch away one part of your body, for example, your left foot. Stretch your left foot away from the center of your body and see how this affects the rest of your body. Explore stretching away different parts of your body. What planes of movements do you use now that you move with the imagination of connective tissue? That is, in what directions do you move your body parts up, down, side to side, diagonally, etc., in relation to each other? And how is this different from moving a body consisting of bones or muscles? How does this way of moving make you feel? What's the quality of the movement? And try to move in all directions, in all planes of movement. Stretch, twist, turn your body parts around and feel where the stretch travels. Feel what body parts are actually connected with each other. And how far can you move these body parts away from each other? Next, imagine your body as consisting of weights. So you can let go of this imagination of connective tissue and now imagine your body as consisting of weights. And your skull, ribcage, and pelvis are the heaviest parts of your body. So imagine your skull, ribcage, and pelvis as the heaviest parts of your body and move these around, align them in different ways, and feel how your relation to gravity changes. So you're bringing your awareness, especially to your skull, ribcage, and pelvis as the heaviest parts, the heaviest weights of your body. Moving them around in different ways, aligning them in different ways. Imagine the pull of gravity. And explore indulging in gravity and resisting gravity. Play around with this, sometimes indulging in gravity, sometimes resisting it, sometimes making certain parts of your body indulge in gravity while resisting with other parts. And also notice how weight can influence the relationship you have with space and time. So heavy movements or carrying weights can slow you down. And it can also pull you down towards the earth, so affecting the way you use space. Whereas resisting gravity, light movements, may make you travel more up in space and maybe move you faster. Any movements requires kinetic force, so the sense of the body of how much force is needed to perform a certain movement. And even a so-called static position requires a sufficient degree of force and energy to maintain. So explore the amount of force that is needed to resist gravity, to indulge in gravity. Try out very familiar daily ways of using your body, such as simply standing. How much force do you need to stand? And also explore unfamiliar, unconventional movements. And you can also explore the weight of objects around you and the amount of energy, force, and the quality of movement afforded to pick up something. So-called kinetic sensing. How much force, how much energy do you need to lift up a paper or a chair? What is your relation to gravity when doing that? And then bring your attention to the center of gravity, your center of gravity. For a lot of people who are standing, this is usually somewhere behind the navel. But again, this is for a standing body. Just imagine your center of gravity. This is usually the place in the center of your body, if your body feels balanced, if you feel like you don't need a lot of force to keep your body upright. So become aware of the center of your body. And you can also imagine the feeling that you had when you just had a nice meal, when you feel neither light nor heavy, when you feel just content. The feeling as though the possibility of falling over is out of the question. Now imagine you can move your center up and down like you would move a ring on your finger. So imagine you slide the center of your body up to the top, towards the light area. So now you have a high center of gravity, which may evoke an exaggerated feeling of lightness. If you walk, your heels are barely touching the floor. If you sit, you seem to lift up from the seat. Possibly your balance will be disturbed in attempting to be much lighter than you are. Maybe even your head and your thinking becomes affected. Now move the ring down towards the strong lower area of your body. So now you have a low center of gravity and you may feel an exaggerated feeling of heaviness. It can help to bounce through your knees a couple of times as though you're shaking the sand down in a sand sack. So shake the weight of your body down. Moving your center of gravity down. Now moving around requires much more effort. If you're seated, you sink down into the chair. Imagine it's hard to combat gravity and not sink down to the floor. And also your mind and mentality should also be heavy. Now go to shifting swiftly from dizzy lightheadedness and exaggerated light movement to being almost overcome by weighty heaviness. And sometimes also switch to your quote-unquote normal, your well-being, your centeredness. How does this affect your body and mind? And again, also explore your surroundings. Pick up lights and heavy objects, feeling anticipation of muscle tension. Sometimes you can put a light object in one hand and a heavier one in the other, feeling the difference. You can also push with your body against heavy or light things. And also imagine that you would push something away that appears to be light but seems to be heavy. Or imagine that you would push something or pick something up that appears to be heavy but turns out to be light. What does this do in your body? How does it change the tension in your body, the way you hold yourself, and your relation to gravity? Now you can let go of this imagination of weight and imagine your body as a shape in space. What kind of shapes can your body make? So as you move around in space, explore what places invite what kind of body shapes. What kind of shapes can you make with your body that you're not used to making? When does a shape not feel like your body anymore? And when does a shape not feel like a human body anymore? And now imagine your body as a presence in space. So see if you can play around with different ways of being present. Again, you can use your imagination to do that. For example, imagine you are on a stage of a large theater in which you want to reach thousands of people. And then you can imagine being in a tiny space or in a private space, such as the toilet room. Explore how this changes the way you use your body and the way you're present in space. What does this mean in terms of how you use your body, having a big presence or having a small presence in space? So how does imagining a big space, or imagining a public space, or imagining a small space, or a private space, or maybe a friendly space, or a space that is less safe, how does this change your presence and, as a consequence, your posture, your muscle tension, your movements, etc.? Explore how the size and shape of your body does not just consist of your physical body, but also of the amount of space you take in through the way you're present. So one might say that the boundaries of your body may extend beyond your skin, or through the way you're present, your body may become smaller than the body that is outlined by your skin. Keep on exploring different ways of being present and how this may change the boundaries of your body. Now imagine your body as a place that contains memories, emotions, and feelings. So from a presence in space, you now change to an imagination of your body as a place that contains memories, emotions, and feelings. Your body as a container of things that happened in the past, a container of emotions, a vessel of feelings. So as you move and use different parts of your body, do memories come up? Do certain movements or postures evoke certain mental attitudes or emotional states? With one of my Buto teachers, we practiced an exercise called the ghosts from the past. Through movement, we would evoke a sense of quality or a body from our past or from past lives. So while you move through space, the way you move your body may make you feel like, for instance, a 6-year-old child, or maybe like a person who is 100 years old. Maybe a certain movement quality, posture, or attitude evokes a certain kind of character or creature that is familiar to you in one way or the other. So try this. Try through movement to evoke different ghosts. And once you encounter one of these ghosts, move with them for a while until your movement evoke a new ghost, a new imagination. So what we do now is, instead of using imagination to move your body, we let the movements of your body evoke different imaginations. Now you can experiment freely with all these previous imaginations for a while. So let them pass one by one. Your body as a container of memories, emotions, and a vessel of feelings. Your body as a presence in space. The imagination of a shape in space. The imagination of your body as consisting of weight or connective tissue or bones or muscles. Or imagining your body, the outlines of your body through touch. Experiment freely with these for a while and find out what ways of using your body are familiar to you, or ways of using your body that you do more often, and which are not familiar to you. Now lie down on your back again and relax. Lie down in a way that feels quote-unquote neutral to you. With each breath, relax even more into the floor. With each exhale, relax your thoughts and quiet yourself. Try to melt your brain. Just lie there with as little noise as possible. And again, like in the beginning of the exercise, scan your body from the top of your head down to the toe. Notice the sensation of your breath. Don't change it or do anything to it. Just notice it. And try to notice all the details of this experience as your attention moves over your limbs and trunk. Notice the separate sensations in your body, anything. Maybe a tight spot or an itch or a heaviness or lightness or an itch or some body parts or maybe some hollowness or a fullness, a certain temperature or pressure. And observe, what is this quote-unquote neutral body of yours? When you're just being left alone, how does your body feel? How do you hold your body? How do you move your body? How do you want to move your body? Now attend to one particular sensation in your body. So one tension, one itch, one urge for movement, or one temperature, or one pressure. Attend to one particular sensation in your body. Try to listen to it as though it would be telling you a story. So don't do anything. Try to just listen to that sensation in your body. And now notice another sensation, whatever comes into your attention. Again, don't do anything about it, just watch it. And then do the same with another sensation. And another sensation. And another sensation. And another sensation. And again, notice another sensation. And now allow this sensation to inspire feeling or a certain state of mind. Don't worry where the feeling comes from or what it means. Just allow a sensation to change the state of your body or mind. And then do this again with another sensation. And again with another sensation. Now stop and return to just lying on the floor, which we will call neutral for now. And now again, notice any sensation and allow that sensation to affect your state of mind. And now also allow it to guide you into movement. So you follow the feeling. So a sensation in your body informs a certain kind of state of your body or mind. And it will then inform movement. So for instance, you feel an itch in your lower or in your left kneecap, which might evoke a feeling of frustration, which may lead to movement. Follow the feeling and let the movement unravel. And do this with the next sensation. Allow the sensation to lead you to feeling and then into movement. And another sensation. And again, do this with another sensation. And another sensation. Now start to change between sensations, feelings, and movements more quickly by yourself. So as soon as you notice that a pattern emerges, you change. A pattern can be a movement that sequentially follows each other. So actually walking is already a pattern. It is the same movement successively or consecutively. So as soon as you notice that your movements are the same, you change to a new sensation, to a new feeling, or to a new movement. So let feeling, sensation, movement lead each other. Start from whatever comes first. Another movement pattern can be a movement that you keep keeps on coming back to you. So something that might be in your comfort zone. So for instance, bending forward might come back while you explore different movements. So as soon as you notice that, break with it. Sometimes a movement might feel neutral to you. So we want to break with this neutrality. We want to break patterns for now. And another movement pattern may be that your movement changes, but you move with the same sensuousness, so the same feeling or mental states. So in other words, as soon as you detect while you're moving, while you're feeling, while you're sensing, as soon as you detect something you already know, you break it. So break your patterns. Practice this for about 5 minutes. Now let go of any movement you're doing, any sensation that you're feeling, and come to lie down on your back again. Attending to your body as it is right now. Again, you can scan your body. Maybe it feels differently than in the beginning of this exercise. Now we've reached the end of this exercise, but take your time to come back to doing the things that you have to do today. Take your time to let your body settle. Slowly moving your awareness to your surroundings, to the space you're in. You can stay lying on the floor for a while if you want. Thank you for practicing this exercise with me.